The Bush administration insists that increasing violence in Iraq will not stop its handing over sovereignty to Iraqis by July 1st. That despite doubts from leading Republican and Democratic senators. And the administration is getting some help. UN officials in Iraq are trying to find a political solution that will ease the handover of power. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
A team of UN officials headed by Lakhdar Brahimi is trying to forge a political compromise that the three main Iraqi groups, the Sunnis, the Shia, and the Kurds, will accept. The UN has only about 6 weeks to accomplish the mission, as the interim Iraqi government needs to be established well before the July 1st deadline. It is a difficult, very sensitive assignment. Joseph Siegel, a fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, says that the increasing violence involving Shiite Muslim militants in the south of Iraq makes it even harder.
I think the higher degree of instability does make political compromises more difficult because all sides are trying to weigh just how things are going to fall out, and they're going to be very careful about being caught on the wrong side of Iraqi public opinion.
Siegel says that if Washington must choose between handing power on July 1st to an unstable, illegitimate Iraqi authority or waiting until a more stable interim government can be composed, it should wait.
Well, it's not an option that is going to be popular on any front. This is going to be the better way to go. At this point, we are really looking at finding the least bad choice from the options that we have available.
Some Democrats have charged that the Bush administration insists on meeting the deadline because it wants to hand over power well before the November U.S. elections. But administration officials say the United States wants to keep its promise to the Iraqi people to end the occupation on the agreed date. Shashi Tharoor, Special Assistant to UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, says the commitment to that date is very important to Iraqis, as Lakhdar Brahimi has discovered in talking to different groups in Iraq.
Whatever be the origins of the choice of this date, it acquired a certain sanctity in the minds of the people he was speaking with. So that being the case, I do believe that the working assumption is very much that that is the deadline that he's aiming for.
Walter Slocum, former director of security for the U.S.-led coalition authority in Iraq, warns that lifting the deadline could hurt efforts to establish a political mechanism for the transfer of sovereignty.
This is a process which is going to require difficult compromises and agreement on difficult issues. People don't make compromises and don't reach decisions on difficult issues, oftentimes, unless they do have a deadline, unless they have a target.
Slocum says that a delay also sends the wrong message to insurgents and could encourage more violence. James Dobbins, director of the RAND Corporation's Internal Security and Defense Policy Center, says that any decision to delay the handover cannot be made by Washington.
I don't think it would be wise for the United States to begin shifting the goalpost. If the Iraqis come to a judgment that they simply can't come to an agreement in time, then I think it would be appropriate for the administration to recognize that fact.
Shashi Tharoor says the latest violence in Iraq so far has not hindered the work of Lakhdar Brahimi and his team. But the United Nations is under pressure from Washington to send large numbers of UN staff back into Iraq to help with the transition process and reconstruction. And Tharoor says the UN is extremely concerned about the safety of UN staff.
It's difficult for the UN to work behind barbed wire or surrounded by American soldiers. We have to be very realistic about how much we can accomplish in the sorts of security conditions that prevail.
The United States has pledged to provide security if the United Nations goes back into Iraq in force. But U.S. troops are stretched to the limit, and violence this week has been escalating. A State Department official who asked not to be identified says the United States has approached 12 foreign governments about the possibility of providing an international force apart from the U.S.-led coalition whose sole job would be safeguarding the U.N. mission. The governments are said to be considering the request. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.